time alone, for people to fellowship, to worship, to grow, and to renew their spirits with a hope found only in the Word of God. But for many, Sunday is a day like any other. That's where the Gideons come in. As a missionary extension of the church, Gideons meet people where they are, by placing Bibles in the traffic lanes of life, and by personally sharing the message of true hope with the weary traveler, the sick and discouraged, with all generations, in small towns and in major cities, across time zones and countrysides, and to the ends of the earth. So men, women, boys and girls can learn who they are in Christ and experience life as children of God. Gideons have never done this work alone. It's churches, just like yours, who make their work powerful and effective in different cultures and languages throughout some 200 countries, territories, and possessions across the globe. Gideons are members of churches first. Dependent on God's people for support through prayer, giving, and a growing membership. Because in the end, we're all carrying out one vision, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel to bring people to Christ.
Sharing God's word and changing lives. Marty was raised in a Christian home. He went to church every Sunday. When he was in the fifth grade, he had a vision of Jesus coming toward him and decided that it was meant for him to be a pastor. But it wasn't long before he regretted ever thinking that or telling anyone that. And for the next 20 years, he made bad choices. The only thing that satisfied him was making money. He did get a great job, a job with great income, lots of travel, and plenty of opportunity to reach into the earthly world. One morning in Jupiter, Florida, he was in his hotel room. He'd had a couple of big deals come through. In his hotel room, he was feeling real proud of himself, and he was headed to the jacuzzi with a drink in one hand and a smoke in the other. Something inside him changed and he fell to his knees crying. He, in his travels, knew that Gideons were notorious for putting Bibles in hotel rooms, and so he made his way to the nightstand there. He did find a Bible, and he trusted that wherever he opened it is where God was directing him. He opened it just by God's direction to Ecclesiastes 2:17. So I hated life, because what is done under the sun was grievous to me, for all is vanity and a striving after the wind. Marty cried out to God and asked for forgiveness. Since the fifth grade, he had been running from God. Now he started running toward God. Marty became a pastor, and he's been a pastor now for over 20 years. That one Gideon Bible, such as this, turned not only Marty around, but he's been a pastor forever. And so you can imagine what this one $5 investment had to do. You know, I talk about this Bible a lot and what power it has, and sometimes I'll open it up and just kind of refresh myself what it has. It's not only the Word of God, the Old Testament, the Gospel, but it also in the front, it has a loads of directions of situations and the scripture that will help you through that. And so it's just it's a loaded Bible, I guess you could say. And they say a hotel Bible has expected life expectancy of about 6 years, and it has a potential to reach more than 2,300 people in its lifespan. $5 investment. Lydia grew up in a region of Uganda hostile to Christianity. One day, a Gideon gave her a New Testament such as this. She had initially hid it in fear of how it would be received. As time passed, though, she, through the Holy Spirit's leading, started to read her newfound treasure. This testament was different from any book she'd ever read. And when she came to John 3:16, she knelt and prayed to Jesus for the first time. This one New Testament from a Gideon had incredible impact on not only Lydia, but her entire family. Seven members of her family became Christians, and her brother became a pastor. Lydia fell in love with the Gideon, with the Word of God, so that she and her husband both joined the Gideon, so they too could place and distribute God's Word. Praise God, His Word changes lives and does not return void. How blessed we are to have God's written Word. A missionary friend sent us a message that she was, she says, never underestimate the Word of God that has been sown. Saturday, I was off to deliver packages to my kids. I made a quick stop to throw a box in a dumpster. Here in Mexico, she says, many live on what they find in dumpster, plastic, cardboard, etc. In the dumpster was one of these men. He asked me, are you a Catholic? No, why? He showed me a Gideon New Testament that had been handed out to schools 2 years ago. The New Testament showed evidence of being in the dumpster, and it was sort of nasty. I told the man, yes, I could use it, but it had an important message. Did he know the message? At that point, I decided I would have to arrive late to my destination. The man said he didn't know how to read well. I showed him the last page in the Bible with the plan of salvation. I then explained it to him. He said, no one has ever explained to him something so awesome. He was so delighted listening. He was so intrigued by the message. Finally, I asked him, would you like to be God's son? Would you like to pray? He said, yes, I want to. The smile that lighted up his face afterwards showed he understood. I asked him how he felt, and he said like a huge weight had been lifted off. So our dumpster diver is now a child of God, thanks to someone who sowed God's Word. The Bible that was discarded by one became the salvation of someone else. I believe, as all the Gideons, that God's Word, where it says in Isaiah 55:11, states that so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. 2 Peter 3:9 says, the Lord is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And in Galatians 6:9, it says, let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap what we do not, if we do not give up. George Bernard Shaw once said, beware of false knowledge. It is more dangerous than ignorance. Sharing God's Word, sharing the truth, changing lives. The full Bible, as I said, costs $5. A testament such as this, $1.59. Since the Gideon's International meager beginning 126 years ago, this association of business and professional men and their wives of the Gideons, of those who join in, has spread worldwide to 200 countries, territories, and possessions. We have scripture available in 109 languages. We have surpassed 2.5 billion copies distributed and placed. But our work is not done. In fact, millions and millions of people don't have a Bible or access to scripture, living in darkness, and some don't even know it exists. As Gideons, we distribute testaments to policemen, firemen, college students, to the military, to fifth grade students. We pass out testaments at Vacation Bible School, and we distribute at fairs and festivals. We place copies in waiting rooms of medical facilities and law offices. I'm happy to report to you that locally here in Claiborne Parish, last October, every fifth grader in Claiborne Parish was offered a testament. We also offered testaments to Vacation Bible School students. Last fall, and during the Legends Festival in Homer, we distributed over 200 testaments. Last December, and in Natchitoches, for the Natchitoches Festival of Lights, Gideons and auxiliary from the surrounding area distributed 4,690 copies of God's Word. Last October also, Gideons from around the globe converged in Madagascar, joining 85 in-country Gideons to distribute 317,400 testaments in three languages during 4.5 days to 780 locations. There was one of my Gideon brothers here in Louisiana was in that distribution. So here's the deal. Gideon's International serves as a missionary arm of your church. We are men and women of the church who work outside the church to bring people into the church. We ask for your prayer support. We pray for more open doors. Doors do shut here in the United States. Prayers for more Gideons and prayers for more funds to purchase scripture. Church, from the church is where Gideons come from. If it was not for the church, there would be no Gideons. James 5:16 states, the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Since 1908, churches have been helping with the purchase of Bibles. Without this partnership, Gideons could not have accomplished near as much. You support the Gideons monthly, and we appreciate it wholeheartedly. It goes so far. Thank you. You can also give through the Gideon Card Ministry. I restocked your card rack in the foyer. You can give a card in memory of, in honor of, praying for, or for any occasion. A Gideon card is a great way to show love for the people you know and for the lost world. You can give a card, send a word, change a life. But imagine what it would be like if you didn't have a copy of God's Word. What if you wanted a copy, but you couldn't afford or find one? What if you didn't even know it existed? Many millions of people are living their lives with no access to Scripture. With your help, we can ensure that they will have a copy God's Word. For $159, you can pay for a box of 100 of these. Imagine how far that would go. For $5, you can purchase a full Bible. What you donate, you've heard this every year again. what you donate is used only for the purchase and distribution of scriptures. Cash, check, or credit card. The need is great, y'all. The need is great. With your contribution today, you will probably not make headline news. But to the man, woman, child, somewhere receiving a copy of God's Word, you will be the greatest person they have never known. On behalf of the Gideons International, Claiborne County, the Louisiana State Association, and those that have received and those who will receive a copy of God's Word, I want to thank you with the love of Christ for this time you have allowed me to come and serve my Lord. I was reading here lately end of Exodus, first of Leviticus, all the rules and regulations of being forgiven, of having atonement. How lucky we are to live in New Testament times. Where all we have to do is ask Jesus. He takes care of the paperwork. But so many people don't know that. So please pray for the Gideons. Pray that we will have opened doors to hand out these scriptures, and pray that we don't all die off. Gideons are notorious for being old, so we need young men to be Gideons. If you're interested in becoming a Gideon, I'll talk to you about that. But thanks again. Thanks, Brother Jeff, for the time you let me